Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Okay, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The first half hour today is Signs for Humans. My co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, literally got yanked out of the show about 10 minutes ago. There's actually a USDA audit going on at All American Pharmaceutical, and I guess there's some things that he needs to be involved with. So he literally texted me and said, I hate to do this to you, but I can't be on the air today. And so it's okay because we had planned on talking about Thrive protein, which, you know, I mean, I think I can cover that one by myself. It's not a big deal. But, you know, I want them here because it doesn't sound like I'm just pimping Thrive protein. But I will talk about it a little bit. But I have a lot of other things that I want to talk about as well, quite frankly. So I have a half hour to fill, and then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined all the way from Japan live by Ian Lind, who is a dietitian and nutritionist. I believe he has a master's in it, actually. And we're going to be talking about two interesting things. The first one is phasic and or periodized nutrition. Its appropriateness amongst humans, number one. And number two, we're going to be talking about a survey that he did of 800 registered dietitians inside the United States to gain insight into their opinions, and these opinions, not opinion like good, bad, their opinions of the ketogenic diet, which should also be very, very interesting. And what I'm really excited about having Ian on the show about is that he's never, ever listened to Superhuman Radio before. But obviously in preparation, he listened. And, of course, he went and he listened to the show we did with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, who really is the man who popularized a ketogenic-type diet for athletes 35 years ago. And he said, you know, I listened to that show, and that's all the stuff that I'm talking about. So I'm not excited to have him on because he reads from the same hymn book as I. I'm happy to have him on because literally every single day we are bombarded with thousands and thousands of bad messages about nutrition that are all agenda-driven. Some of them even start out with good intentions, and then they go wrong. And we need some sanity in nutrition today. And what I mean by sanity is we have zealots out there today who literally turn nutritional paradigms into like religions, that if you say anything bad about the way they eat, they're going to kill you, they're going to ruin you, they're going to flame you, they're going to get aggressive with you. It's just so bizarre. I mean, I get it. Part of the human condition is we like to create groups and reasons to be different. And I get that. I understand that. But it's gotten silly because nutrition holds the key to longevity and health span, living a long life, longer than our ancestors, but being healthier while living that life. Nutrition holds the keys for that. And if we're digging our heels in, you know, oh, well, the vegan diet is the right way, or the ketogenic diet is the right way, or the paleo diet is the right way, and there is no right way, per se, other than avoiding all processed foods at all costs, other than that, when we dig our heels in to protect something that we've invested a lifetime into or a career into, and we abandon science, we're doing everyone a great disservice because we are holding back the truth, the realities that could be learned if people would get together and unclench their butt cheeks and go, okay, maybe I was wrong about that. Let's find some common ground where I wasn't wrong. But it's gotten crazy out there. It really has. The level of fervor and aggressiveness when you talk about nutrition today is just unbelievable. People splitting into camps And even in the face of them being wrong, they still want to convert the entire planet to the way that they eat. So I think what you're going to find with Ian Lind is that he is like the rest of us. He just wants to find the truth for health. He's got no dog in this fight. And I think you're going to hear a lot of logic in the things that he says and what we talk about. So a couple other things. I'm going to use this time to pimp myself since Dr. J isn't on right now. Every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern time, there will be a Facebook Live event called Come At Me, Bro. And it's a Facebook Live Q&A with me, Carl Lenore, in case you've never heard of me before and you're listening for the first time. And nothing is off topic. And any of you who remember the show that I was on, Off Topic with Aaron Singerman, you know what I mean when I say nothing's off topic. I'll answer all questions honestly. I will not defame anybody or say anything just for shock effect. But I'll answer any questions. And those questions can be about health and nutrition, anabolic steroids, peptides, or they could just be about life in general. I think at 59 years old, I've made enough left turns to know what a right turn looks like. I'll answer any questions that you have. You're gracious enough to spend an hour with me on Saturday afternoons from 12 to 1 Eastern. I will honestly answer any questions that you have. And you can do that by going to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Superhuman Radio Network. And you can watch the live video stream from there. So that's an exciting thing. Also, even though November of this year will be my 12th year doing this radio show, it's sad to say that the original website, superhumanradio.com, has been lost through a divorce proceedings and is now in the ownership of my ex-wife. And she has taken the time to put a lot of personal smutty information on that website.com. And quite frankly, it really speaks more to, well, let's just say this. I need help regaining the traffic we used to have. We've lost all of our backlinks. We've lost literally almost 12 years of equity. And literally like we're starting over again when you think about it. I'm asking every one of you to share something from the website, superhumanradio.net. Take a second, click a link, and share it. Just help us build our backlinks back up through Facebook so that we can then resume the normal traffic. Google is re-indexing. Every day the .com domain is losing traffic, and every day the .net domain is gaining traffic because Google's going, oh, that page doesn't exist anymore, and then they find this new page and go, oh, it's the same exact page. Oh, we see what happened, .net. So they index it, and so that's happening. But I need your help. If the show has done anything for you ever, click a link and share it on superhumanradio.net. Share a show, share a blog post. I don't care. But the show needs your help because we want to reach more people. And the reason we want to reach more people is because we want the type of guests that we have, like Ian Lind, who is sensible about nutrition, to be able to get in the ears of more people to counteract the Meatless Monday, vegan agenda, whatever it is, the hyper keto, even though keto's not working, keep doing it, double down, eat more fat. There's a lot of silliness in nutrition today that's going to lead to its own variety of disease states. Mark my word, nutritional deficiencies claim anyone. It doesn't matter. It doesn't go, oh, well, you're eating this way, but you're nutritionally deficient. It's going to claim you. So we need to do the best we can to get the word out. And you can help by clicking a link at superhumanradio.net and sharing it. Share a mem, share anything. Just help a brother out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'll get back on track with what Dr. Galini wanted me to talk about, and that is Thrive Protein. Stay tuned. Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, if Rob Regish didn't talk about Quest, I mean, not Quest, I'm sorry. I'm looking at a Quest ad. If Rob Regish didn't talk about Thrive Protein, I guess nobody would. I don't pimp it myself. And I don't know. I don't know why I don't pimp it myself. I know part of the reason is because that the fulfillment process has been a nightmare for me, and that's going away now. But Dr. J wanted me to discuss Thrive Protein because he's been researching some new protein products, and he messaged me and he said, I don't think people realize how advanced this product really is, how well thought out it is. And he said, we really should talk about it again. And that was going to be today's show. And so I guess I could talk about it since I developed it. It took me 3 years to develop this protein powder. And quite frankly, as soon as I showed a fascination in the structure of human breast milk, Adele Moussa just started sending me slews of papers that I was able to read through and glean and find specific information. I had specific information I wanted. I wanted to understand the protein fractions, and I wanted to understand the, let's say, accessory nutrients that enabled a specific response from protein consumption, and that is protein synthetic response to muscle. Because we can get lots of crude proteins in our diet that could be used for energy and breakdown for amino acid pools and stuff like that. But what stimulates muscle growth when you're talking about a protein supplement? And I went to human breast milk because it just makes sense. I mean, really. Haven't we learned anything yet that we are not smarter than nature? We cannot outsmart nature. And the reason for that is because nature molded us. We are the cumulative effects of our environment and its influence over millions of years. And human breast milk is the only thing in the world, sorry to tell you vegans this, that has been made by nature as a food source for humans. Everything else we've adapted to food. We've learned what plants kill us and which don't. By the way, do you know that 92% of all plant sources kill us? Only 8% of plant sources we can use for food. Think about that. How many people died from eating the wrong plants over the course of 4 million years? But we adapted plants. We learned which ones didn't kill us. We learned which ones we could actually survive. And some made us feel good. And we thought, oh, this is good. We did the same thing with animals. You know, we learned early on that if we ate a nutrient enriched source that had all the nutrients that we needed, that by eating them, we got it too. And then some. But that was the same thing. Food, animals weren't put here to be food any more than plants were. But we are creatures of adaptation. We are creatures of access and opportunity. And we have thrived because of the diversity of that fundamental truth about human beings. We are the hybrids. We are really the hybrids. And so when you tease all that out and you go, isn't there anything that was actually made to be food for humans? And yes, it came out of your mother's breast. It's called human breast milk. And so it made perfect sense to go back to that blueprint and say, okay, what's in human breast milk that influences these things that I want to influence? And that's how the ingredient list for the blend that became Thrive was developed, because it was in human breast milk. And ultimately, it influenced that end result that I was looking for selfishly, and that was the ability to influence protein synthesis, and keep muscles either maintained or growing. And that's really where Thrive came from. And I had lots of companies try to blend it for me, and they all messed it up. And they all wanted to put artificial sweeteners in it. And they all wanted to put thickening agents in it. I remember one company, they said, no one's going to like it if it's not thick. Everybody expects their protein shakes to be thick. I mean, where did that come from? I mean, did they get an email from everybody in the country and say, hey, you want, or is it just buying trends? Oh, sometimes people buy things just because that's what's available. It's not an endorsement. If they like the flavor, oh, maybe it's thick. And they always complain after they drink something, man, I'm still full 2 hours later. I don't know if I want that. I mean, Rob Regish talks about if you want to hit your nutritional intake goals, learn to drink some of your calories. Well, what good is drinking your calories if they clog you up just like you ate a 14-ounce porterhouse steak and are slow to digest? I didn't want any thickening agents, not to mention the fact that a lot of these thickening agents are now being associated with gut problems, with proton pump inhibition and cancers in the stomach. So, you know, and by the way, those thickening agents aren't in human breast milk. And so they were not included. But we had a lot of trouble finding a company that made to make it and then to make it taste good, and All American Pharmaceutical did that. Now, those of you who've been buying Quest, I mean, I keep saying Quest, I don't know why. Those of you who've been buying Thrive, I've been talking about Quest longer than I've been talking about Thrive. Those of you who've been buying Thrive know that we've had some issues with fulfillment, because every single order comes through my laptop and then has to be forwarded on for processing. And unfortunately, I've done a horrible job at it. But now we have an Amazon reseller called Mixt, M-I-X-T Nutrition. And Mixt Nutrition has the best prices on the internet for Thrive. And very shortly, they will have auto ship. So all of you who have been on auto ship, we will switch you over to Mixt Nutrition, and they will fulfill faster and better and more reliably, and you'll get the tracking emails and all the things you're not getting from me right now. And so those of you who've been patient every single month wondering where your order is and then it mysteriously shows up because you don't get any kind of email or tracking notice, that's going to go away very shortly, thanks to the folks at Mixt Nutrition. So I'm kind of excited about that. But, yeah, there is no other protein powder like Thrive. Does that mean you have to buy it? No, maybe it's not in your price point. Maybe you really don't care about some of the things that we claim Thrive does. Maybe you feel like, hey, I like my protein powder that I buy now from this bulk supplier and I'm very happy with it. I say, God bless you. That's it. I'm not here to tell you that you have to buy Thrive, but I am telling you this. There is no other protein blend on the market. And I know supplement companies like to say this kind of stuff, but Thrive is a one of a kind product and there's no other product out there like it. And there's no other product that was developed from the blueprint of human breast milk, which is an appropriate food source for humans. So I think that it is worth talking about from time to time. The website is Thrive Protein, thriveprotein.com. If you want to learn more and read the science behind the product, it's very, very well written. I think that you can get more information there. But buy it from Mixt, M-I-X-T Nutrition on Amazon. Buy it from them because their prices are better. But more importantly, it will arrive quickly and you'll have full communication from order process to order delivery. So you're always in the know on where your product is. Instead, with me behind the wheel of it, where it's like, hey, Carl, did that ship? And then it happens to show up that day because you never got an email telling you that it shipped. And again, you know, it is what it is. I can't do more than I'm doing right now. But it's a great protein product if you haven't tried to check it out. So getting back to this show that's going to pick up here in just a moment, we're going to have Ian Lind on all the way from Japan. And we're going to be talking about nutrition. And if nutrition is an interest of yours, then this next discussion will definitely be an interest. And also, one more time, come at me, bro, every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern time at facebook.com/superhumanradionetwork. Come ask me questions, anything. I don't care. People are already asking questions underneath the ad on Facebook. I'm like, just come this Saturday and ask the question. Like, let everybody learn from your question instead of me just answering it on Facebook. Come and ask the question live. I'll answer it live, and everybody can learn at the same time. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will be joined by Ian Lind. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you followed my transformation
information on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pasture meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours straight with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hey, if you don't like fast-forwarding through the commercials, join us over at Patreon.com. Patreon is listener-supported Superhuman Radio, which means it's commercial-free. And you get the show faster than anyone else. It's literally online within an hour of the show being finished, being produced, and commercial-free. So check it out, Patreon.com/Superhuman Radio. Ian Lind, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Carl.
So you and I kind of connected on Twitter through Amy Berger, is who I attribute to me starting to follow you. And when I first started to follow you, the thing that jumped out at me was that your handle was Health Span Dietitian, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so, and you know, Health Span is not a word that is focused on often enough today. And I thought, huh, this is interesting. And now you admitted to me a little while ago that you had never listened to my show before. And then you chose to listen to Dr. DePasquale's interview that I did about he was keto when keto wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that you and I have a lot of the same ideas about things, but I didn't know that about you when, or, and you didn't know that about me when you agreed to do the show, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. The reason I point this out is because my co-host couldn't make the show today, so I had to vamp for a half hour. And I was talking about this phenomenon because, you know, it's easy to invite people on your show that support your biases. I try to have a wide range of people on my show, but I stay away from the fringes as much as possible because there's nothing good in the fringes ever, or rarely. I'll say rarely.
Sure.
And so I like the idea that this turned out this way, but it could have been different. You could have had completely different opinions. And I just want the audience to know that. I don't want them to think that this is a, you know, I'm patting your back, you're patting my back, because it's kind of, it may sound like that at certain times. But anyway.
Well, hey, we haven't started yet. We'll see.
Yeah. So tell me about your journey. How did you become a nutritionist, dietitian? Where did all that start?
Well, I studied biology and chemistry in my bachelor's degree, and it honestly wasn't until about the end, I think sometime in my fourth year, that I took my first nutrition course. You know, I had always been involved in sports and had a somewhat of an interest in nutrition through that, but not until I took nutrition course did I realize like my passion for nutrition, and that totally changed my career outlook. And you know, that I decided to do a master's degree in nutrition. And that's actually, we have a mutual friend. I went to school with Alex Leaf.
Oh yeah, Alex wrote for the website when he was still in school at what the heck is the name of the school out there in Washington?
Bastyr.
Yeah, Bastyr. It's one of the, I think it's one of the top three or four universities in the country to study nutrition at.
That's interesting. I don't know about that. It's definitely a controversial institution. Not the nutrition program itself, but, you know, they produce naturopathic doctors and that gets people's ire up.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't want to step in that direction right now, but I don't think that naturopaths are inherently good or inherently bad. I don't think they're inherently quacks or, you know, inherently shaman, but I think they are somewhere in the middle. There's a role there. And the problem is with medicine in general is there's no transitional steps in medicine. You're either well or you're sick. And so since there's no transitional steps in medicine, you don't have any transitional clinicians. Like, oh, you're not sick yet, but you kind of have, so maybe you should go see this. I mean, I think there's a place for naturopaths. I really do. So.
Oh, I definitely do, too.
Yeah.
I just wish that they didn't offer programs in homeopathy, and then I wouldn't be so embarrassed about saying
that. That's the one I can't get with. I cannot. I've done shows about homeopathy, and I'm sorry. You can't put a bottle next to something, and it vibrates and infuses it, because if that was the case, being in the room with a car battery would kill you, because you'd absorb the ions from the car battery's acid and something. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not go down there. So
okay.
Were you intrigued with the idea that you started to put the pieces together and see that nutrition was therapeutic?
Yeah. I mean, I think that was abundantly clear to me very early on. One of the first things that I started to think about when I, like, just started studying nutrition was making connections between diet and mental health was something that just seemed so obvious to me that I had never thought of before. And still, you don't hear that much about it, even when you're, you know, working and writing and researching in the field of nutrition.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, Amy Berger talks about it, for instance, but like, it's still a relatively uncommon topic.
Well, don't you think that the medical orthodoxy views nutrition as this thing that we do, but in reality, it doesn't really influence health outcomes to a degree? I mean, I know that they get the relationship between high processed food intake and a lot of the diseases of modernity, but they don't. the medical orthodoxy doesn't think that you can cure diseases with nutritional therapies. They do know that you can get sick from certain nutritional choices, but they don't see the reverse for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know what they think, to be honest, but I know what they advocate, and you're right. They don't advocate that anyway.
So let's talk a little bit about periodized nutrition. This is a term that you use. Explain it to the audience.
So some people do use that term differently than the way I'm going to use it. For me, what I mean by periodized nutrition is simply not eating the same diet all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, trying to vary your diet with some intention and, you know, with goals in mind, and not the way that most dietitians talk about, you know, a variable diet where they're just talking about, you know, eating a variety of fruits and vegetables. I'm talking about like globally high level, you know, augmenting the macronutrient profile of your diet, for instance.
Right. What you're espousing. So, the whole paleo movement was really, really cool because it got us to start thinking about this concept that, hey, maybe food was better before man started messing with it. Mm-hmm. And now we're going back 40,000 years when I say that. I'm not talking about bird's eye. I'm talking about when we started to grow crops and become monoculture eaters. Mm-hmm. Things really started going bad with us. But we had the reliability that we always had food, and we didn't have to go and work nearly as hard or as risky to gather it. But when we started to look at that point in time and go, wow, maybe there is something to this idea that, you know, food – there's a certain appropriate style of eating. They kind of stopped short. They got the whole, you know, yeah, we, you know, good animal proteins and lots of vegetables and, you know, no dairy because I'm not sure we were milking cows back then, but no dairy. Grains were too hard to process. You would only use grains if you were at risk of dying, which I kind of buy that. I kind of buy that, you know. But then they stopped short. They didn't go any further. They didn't go, now let's all talk about phasic diets, right? So in the wintertime, you had no vegetables. So probably in the winter, oh, no, that wasn't convenient. People were like, wait, I can't have salads in the wintertime just because my ancestors didn't have salads in the wintertime? Well, if you're going to follow this paradigm, you don't get to pick and choose what parts you want to follow. Either do it or you don't.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think that I like the concept of the paleo movement as a concept, you know, as a template. But I agree that it has severe limitations, and of course, people's interpretation are probably flawed, and we'll figure out more and more about how flawed it is as we learn more. But yeah, I just think that if you apply an evolutionary lens to the topic of nutrition, which is rarely done, it seems, it's obvious that any diet is going to have trade-offs, you know? And if you just eat one diet chronically, as almost everyone does, eats pretty much the same diet on a weekly basis throughout the year, throughout every year of their entire lives, you're getting very little variability in the, you know, the picture that you're giving your cells on an epigenetic level. That makes sense.
I agree with that completely. And my mind was going, I was thinking, you know, when you really think about it, if we buy in, if you either buy into the evolutionary influences of your environment or you don't. And if you do, then one could say that evolving in a climate where there was winter and summer, mm-hmm. where you had foliage growth and foliage drop off, that the oscillation of that transgenerationally has imprinted on your DNA that when it's cold, you don't eat vegetables. And people right now go, oh, Carl, no. Look, millions of years of being exposed to a rhythmicity of the availability of certain foods at certain times links up physiologically with your body that, hey, you know, like I'll give you for instance. People who take high doses of vitamin D before bed never sleep well. And I go, and I go, well, duh, it's a daytime sunlight hormone. You're going to bed and you're telling your body, hey, we just got an hour's worth of sun. Your body's going, what the F? You think I'm gonna go to sleep now? So there's rhythmicity in all this sort of stuff. What do you think?
I've heard some people say that about vitamin D. I don't know if you need to take it to that level. If people are listening, like you said, going, oh Carl, oh Ian, what are you guys talking about? I think that just even, whether or not you decide to actually match it up with the sort of seasonal variability, I think just acknowledging that there is inherent variability, you know, assuming that your heritage is not strictly of, you know, people living in the Arctic.
Inuit. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Or I guess at the tropical regions where there's not much seasonal variability, sure. But, you know, that's not really a reality anymore.
Right. But look, Ian, I am not going to stop eating salad in the wintertime. But my point is, acknowledge this, make your choices and move on. As you said a second ago, you know, the reality is everything we eat short of human breast milk, we have adapted to be a food. And the way that adaptation process started millions of years ago was we ate a plant. It didn't kill us. Okay, we can eat that again. Look, Grog fell over after eating that plant. After so many other people fall, we won't eat that plant. We had to experiment with everything out there to find out that only 8% of the plant species on the planet are edible and not killing us. So everything we put in our mouth and digest has some level of toxicity. And in fact, our digestive system and our immune system grew together so that we could extract all the nutrition out of a particular thing and get the toxins out, and it didn't kill us. And so you make the choice, say, okay, I'm not going to buy into the whole winter summer thing, but let me oscillate my diet. Right. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to give the listeners a layout of what the type of oscillatory process would be if you wanted to start to be more periodized in your nutrition. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
And for those of you listening live, you can actually visit Ian Lynn's website, and it's healthspandietetics.com. Check it out. He's got some really great blogs I am going to read when I'm off the air. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Lisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking to Ian Lind. We're talking about nutrition. Can't talk about nutrition enough, quite frankly, because the reality is that all of the diseases, well, not all of them, let's say 99% of the diseases we see in this world today can find their origin in nutrition or malnutrition. His website is healthspandietetics.com. We're talking to him from Japan today. Later in the show, we're going to talk. Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Technology is great. Later in the show, we're going to talk about a survey that he did. 800 dietitians inside the United States opined about the ketogenic diet. And we're going to get some information about that. That's going to be very interesting. So what does a template look like for you when you tell people, look, you've got to start to eat in a more periodized fashion?
Well, first of all, that's not really something that I advocate often, but it's something that I'm working on myself. For myself, I think, you know, my overall goal, as you sort of stated earlier, is overall health span. And so for me, I've been interested in this sort of ketosphere for a while.
Ketosphere.
I drank the Kool-Aid there for quite some time, and I still think that there's a lot of therapeutic value,
yes,
in ketogenic diets. So for myself, I kind of use, and I happen to like eating a ketogenic diet too. So I use that as my starting point. And what I like to do is I try to have two phases of a ketogenic diet. One which is high in protein, and then a shorter period where I'm in the more moderate to lower end of things. And then I might do that for anywhere between 2 weeks and a month, with, you know, maybe some carbs here and there a couple times. But then I want to transition to a more quote unquote balanced approach, just briefly for a few days a week, to sort of transition towards a high carbohydrate, low fat approach, where I'm, you know, relying heavily on starchy foods. And again, within that cycle, I would also have the majority of the time being spent with a high protein intake, but then also a lower protein, maybe even, and I haven't done this yet, but flirting with the idea of even using a very short-term vegan approach.
No, I mean, listen. I've said this on the show before. I think the vegan diet is fine to do for 2 weeks at a time here and there. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on what you're talking about right now. I'm with you on this. I think that it all works because our bodies have evolved with scarcity at certain times,
right,
of certain things. And that has had an effect on us. And don't get me wrong. It's not like everything we did back then is the way. No, we did a lot of stupid stuff back then, and we know better now. We know more now. So
right.
I'm not being like a caveman head here, like, oh, no, you got to do everything that way. No, that's not true. But the reality is that there are certain things that we look at now with critical thinking and say, you know, this is why we have illness. Let's change that. And what you're talking about, I think, is really brilliant because I think doing vegan for 2 weeks is great. I think going really hardcore, high-fat, minimal-protein keto for a couple weeks is great. Maybe even just for a week. I think intermittent fasting is good, but mm-hmm. I think doing a three-day fast every few months is fantastic.
Right.
But you don't do any of these things as the only thing. That's where we get in trouble. That's where it stops working, and that's where nutritional deficiencies start to rear their ugly head, and you start to see not so desirable effects of diets.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. And I think that while this isn't one of my intended benefits of periodized nutrition, I think one of the unintended consequences is that hopefully that this type of approach could help bridge the gap between some of these dietary ideologies. Because there's such vitriol between, you know, the vegan and the keto camps and the paleo and all of these people are so invested in their diets. but if we could get everyone to acknowledge that any diet has particular strengths and limitations, then I think we could actually make some headway in terms of research and, you know, making progress in that regard as well.
No, you're 1,000% right. And the reality is that I love that because your approach says, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Everybody gets to be right at a different time. It's just not all
wrong
the time.
At yeah. Time too.
No, and you point out, and I actually did a little monologue at the beginning of the show because I had time to kill. And I said, you know, dietary templates have become like religion and politics now. People will fight over them. And I have a theory on why that is, quite frankly. Because avoiding death is job one. Job two is procreation. That's what we're here for. Avoid death long enough to have babies, and then you can go if you want to. And so when people are eating a certain way because they believe it's healthy, and healthy means I'm going to live longer and have less disease, they have to become emotionally impacted by that decision. And if you challenge that, they freak out. They freak out. It's like, no, are you telling me the last 10 years, that the way I've been eating, that's why I'm sick right now? No, I'm sorry. You're wrong. And it's like, you can't even discuss this stuff anymore because it has left logic and now it's all dogma driven. You're eating, right. It's everything's a lifestyle today. When something becomes a lifestyle, the paleo lifestyle, the keto lifestyle, the vegan, as soon as they put the word lifestyle, next thing you know, Toyota's going to make a vegan version of a car. It's like once it becomes a lifestyle, it loses all logic and it becomes nothing but marketing and hype.
Yeah, I think we're almost there with keto.
I'm scared. I actually posted on Facebook one day, is keto at risk of becoming the new vegan?
Yeah. I don't think it could ever be vegan. But it's very close. I think vegan is on a totally different level because it's most people that go vegan aren't even doing it for health reasons.
No, you're right. They believe they have the moral high ground. So you're wrong. No matter what you say, you're wrong because I'm protecting animals.
Right. But I think we're approaching the paleo level of a few years ago for sure. And it may be even worse, to be quite honest. But yeah, I think you bring up a good point in terms of people's, especially if you're actually, you know, a nutrition professional like myself in this sphere, and you through whatever means have become labeled as sort of the keto guy, as I have by my own devices. It becomes a problem when you want to actually, you know, sort of change your opinions, and people expect certain things from you. And it's, you know, people like Gary Taubes and Jimmy Moore, you know, they're so invested in this keto thing, this low carb dogma, that they couldn't possibly at this point acknowledge publicly that they were struggling with it. And I'm not saying
actually, I disagree. Actually, they can, because everybody knows they're struggling with it. Everybody knows it. And we all want them. We all want them to be healthy. Yeah. We all want them to be okay. And we all want to like them.
Right.
You know, and it's just, and all they need to do is actually look. When I started doing this 12 years ago, I admitted then to myself that I would always come on this show and tell the truth about how I feel about things, how I see things. And that goes hand in hand with when I think I'm wrong, I got to come out and say, man, did I have that wrong? And I've said I was wrong probably once a month about something on this show. And you know what? Because I am not professing to be a guru. I am a student. I don't have any investment in that being right over that being right, other than the fact that I just want the truth. And if people saw themselves as perpetual students, they'd have a way to save their face, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I want to change subject just for a second, because then when I come back from the break, I want to talk about the 800 dietitian poll, because that's going to be really interesting. So where are you on food combining? Another thing that's been niggling in the back of my mind for a decade is gastronomy is where food combinations came to be in play. Alex Leaf once said to me when I said, you know, I had this discussion with Alex, I think on the air and off the air, and he said to me, I'll never forget this, he said, but when you combine carbohydrates with protein, you slow gastric emptying, which helps, you know. So he was explaining that there's a benefit to eating like a piece of steak with potatoes. And my response to that was, that is a benefit in today's sick population, where all of a sudden you want to slow glucose from getting into the bloodstream. It was not an advantage to slow gastric emptying if you were a hunter-gatherer and you spent 80% of your day finding and chewing food. You needed to go through you pretty quickly so you can keep eating. You don't want to get full and go, oh, I can't eat for 3 hours. You're going to lose nutrition on that day. So I've had this niggling thing in the back of my head that food combining plays a role in some of the problems we have. If you eat one food at a time, a pound of steak, later on in the day, a pound of potatoes, you're going to fare better than if you put them together in the same meal. What do you think of that?
I think
Call me an idiot. Call me an idiot if I am. Seriously. Don't, you know, if I'm off base, just say it.
Well, I'm trying to think about the, you know, you brought up the word gastronomy. That's not really my area of expertise, but if you think about the effect of combining foods at the level of the bloodstream, then it completely makes sense to me that, and Alex Leak would agree with this, I'm sure, that is not an ideal thing to do, because then you're completely flooding your system with, you know, too many nutrients that it has to sort of pick and choose, right, which to utilize right now and which to try to deal with. And inevitably you have too many nutrients in your bloodstream, and there are a number of aberrant, you know, consequences of that. And again, if you apply an evolutionary lens to it, it just sort of makes sense that that would have been the reality for our ancestors. If you spent the time and the risk of bringing down a mammoth, you're probably not going to be too worried about pairing that with a starch and going out.
I know, right? I could just see Grog now talking to his wife. Go get broccoli. I like broccoli with mammoth. It's like, nah, they ate that mammoth until there was nothing left to eat. And then they went, uh-oh, we're out of food. What are we going to? I mean, they ate, if they found a vegetable, a vegetation that they could eat that until they were done eating it. They'd eat the whole field if they had to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, opportunistic, obviously opportunistic. I mean, you know, when available, eat what is available and what is not going to kill you. But, you know, that's not the reality for us now. So I guess we have to sort of decide what that reality is now. But,
well, I'm sure, I'm sure we're evolving now from the new way of eating over the past 40,000 years with the introduction of agriculture and even animal husbandry. We are changing. We are evolving, and not necessarily in a good way. I mean, Dr. Daniel Lieberman came on my show. One of the times he was on the show and said that we are in a state of de-evolution now, that the you know, the environmental things that are affecting us and not making us better humans, not making us stronger humans, not improving our trajectory, they're dropping our trajectory. We have children now developing diseases of the elderly, colon cancer and breast cancer at 12 years old. And he said we are in a state of de-evolution. And so I'm sure that our current way of eating is having an effect on us. I just don't, you know, I kind of feel like, wow, man, we're so worried about the wrong things. Like, we're all going to be dead from the crappy food that people eat, obesity, cancer, heart disease, all from the crappy food that people eat. We're going to be dead way, way, way sooner than the planet's going to get too hot to inhabit.
Yeah, that's probably true. You're right.
Let's go ahead and take our break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this poll. This is really interesting, folks. So Ian did a poll. You did this for your thesis, right?
Yeah.
Of 800 dietitians to get their views on the ketogenic diet. This is going to be really interesting. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I love this mashup. Elvis Costello. Remember when that album came out? That's right. I'm 59 years old. I'm old. Don't laugh at me. I remember Elvis Costello when he was Elvis Costello. We're talking with Ian Lind. His website is healthspandietetics.com. There really are some great... Can't wait to read the one about... not COPD. What am I thinking of? I just saw it a second ago. Sleep apnea. I want to read that one. Very, you know, we were just talking about this yesterday with a power lifter about the number of people that have a new insidious type of reflux disorder called LPS. It's laryngeal, esophageal, blah, blah, blah. But it's the sphincter that's right below the voice box, the vocal cords. And it's actually... called silent GERD because you don't get any heartburn, but you get this constant leakage. And what happens is that you aspirate it over time. It gives you, it can give damage your lungs and lead to shortness of breath. And it's happening a lot today, especially in strength and conditioning type people. So it's an interesting. We don't have any answers yet, but anyway. So let's talk about your poll. You decided to do this as your thesis. How long did it take?
It took about a year.
And did you do the actual polling, or did you have an outside company poll, or?
Oh, no, yeah, I did it all. I had to get authorization, so to speak, from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, because the only way for me to really access that population was to get my hands on some listservs with, you know, email addresses so I could send out some burst invitations. And, you know, I was not expecting to get anywhere near 800 responses, but, you know, that worked in my favor to get some significance and, you know, effect size with my statistics. but, you know, luckily I was able to get responses from people specializing in diabetes and oncology and weight management, which I, you know, figured would be people that would be at least relatively knowledgeable about a ketogenic diet, and then also responses from people in vegetarian nutrition, integrative and functional medicine, and women's health. So, you know, a variety of...
You covered a lot of bases with this one. And so how did you develop your questionnaire? Did you use the traditional methodology that's used and the traditional approaches that are used for polls, not to lead people and all that sort of stuff?
As best I could, but, you know, it's tough to not lead people in certain regards. But, you know, I left one of the things that I wanted to do, and this made the statistics a little bit difficult, but I also wanted to have both a quantitative section and a qualitative section where I had some open-ended questions that were very basic and just to sort of get some organic responses.
Yeah, it's because it's hard to stack those into a column and just check or no check. I know, yeah. And so how long did you spend actually polling? Did you poll was it an email that you asked them to respond back, or did you actually do it over the phone? How did you do it?
Yeah, no, it was an email, and they just click on the link and take the survey online.
Perfect.
About 50 questions, I believe, and it was kind of broken up into a few sections. And I polled for about a month, and once I got 800, I was like, okay, that's probably sufficient. I'm going to start, you know, doing the statistics now.
So let's talk about what you learned. What showed up in the surveys that you expected, first of all? That you expected? Like, oh, yeah, I figured that.
Well, honestly, most of my suspicions were confirmed in regards to a general sense of disdain for the diet.
That's funny.
I would say a pretty paltry knowledge of the diet in terms of, so the way I tried to assess knowledge was to, well, first of all, as part of the thesis, you have to do an extensive literature review. And so I used that to my advantage to put together a scoring system where I could have a very good idea based on the totality of the literature, what a ketogenic diet should do to a variety of clinical outcomes, such as, you know, blood lipids and glucose and inflammation, blood pressure and all those things, and be able to, as objectively as possible, you know, develop a score to sort of assess that knowledge. And so what it ended up being was a total of 35 possible points for this sort of knowledge component of the survey. And the average score was a 17, which is not all that great in my opinion. And the questions were not hard. You know, basically what I did is I set up a scenario. I told them, you know, imagine you have a patient or a client who's overweight and, has metabolic syndrome. And then they go on a ketogenic diet for 2 weeks. What do you expect to happen to the following, you know, clinical outcomes? And so I gave them three options basically for every question. Do you expect LDL cholesterol to increase, decrease, or not change? So I was, you know, I tried to be very explicit with, you know, a 2 month period starting out overweight and, you know, with metabolic syndrome. I think those details were enough to get a pretty decent score, maybe not 100%, but
right.
You know, there are certain things that if you understand a ketogenic diet, actually, even if you just are up to date on the biochemistry, you should know that a very low carbohydrate diet is going to almost without, you know, any variability is going to decrease triglycerides, right?
But no, but you see, you say that, but the average person doesn't know that, right? I mean, I know the dietitians should know that, but I don't think they do because they're not being told that. I have a friend who just met with the dietitian associated with a very large medical practice here in town. And his cholesterol is getting high, and they want to put him on a statin drug. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I've already cut all the fat out of my diet. I'm not eating any bacon. I'm not eating any fat. I've cut eggs out. I'm not eating any cholesterol. And I said to him, don't you eat a bowl of cereal? Like, yeah, Captain Crunch every night. He eats a bowl of cereal the size of a salad, like a family salad bowl. I said, they didn't ask you anything about your carbohydrate consumption? No. I don't think you're right about that. I don't think they know that there's a linkage between carbohydrates and triglycerides. And if they do, they're not telling people.
Well, they should know. is my opinion.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of my goal of this research was to say, look, here's the landscape. Here's what we're facing. And I don't mean the keto community, but just the nutrition field in general. Here's what we're facing. There's a significant, lack of knowledge. And at the same time, there's ever increasing demand from, you know, the general public. As we've already sort of discussed, the keto diet is, you know, going crazy right now. And like it or not, it's probably not going away all that soon. So you better, you know, get up to date.
Learn about it, right? Right.
So anyway, the knowledge component was not particularly impressive. But another thing I tried to do was assess what nutrients and food groups are these dietitians concerned about on a ketogenic diet. And so I asked about, you know, carbohydrates, total fat, saturated fat, fruits, whole grains, fiber, you know, vegetables, protein. And all of in every for every nutrient or food group, at least 64% of the respondents were concerned. And then for carbohydrates, saturated fat, fruit, whole grains, and fiber, over 80% were concerned.
That they would not be getting enough of on a ketogenic diet, you're saying?
Not enough or too much in the case of, you know, saturated fat or total fat.
I think that a lot of these clinicians don't realize that when you do a real ketogenic diet, you end up eating a lot less too.
Mm-hmm.
Because satiety is improved. And so, you know, so was there anything that jumped out at you that was most surprised? What did anybody, did any specific group here? Because I would imagine the group that specializes in cancer.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
May know more about the ketogenic diet. So you're saying they didn't, huh?
Not particularly, no. There was no significant association between any of the dietetic practice groups and knowledge. The only associations, you know, another thing that I tried to do is I wanted to build a model, like what characteristics of a dietitian might predict one that is knowledgeable about a ketogenic diet. I thought that might be interesting. But I was not able to successfully build a model because there was the only significant findings were age and experience. Which is, you know, that's somewhat interesting, but they weren't very significant. So, you know, the best I could say is that maybe an older, slightly more experienced dietitian would be more knowledgeable. Which actually I was a little bit surprised about that. I might have, you know, hypothesized that a younger dietitian would be more, you know, knowledgeable just because of the recent popularity in ketogenic diets.
Well, I also feel that the people who are becoming dietitians today, I don't say a large segment, but there's a growing segment of people going into that that have already discovered, you know, low carb, meat isn't bad, but they need that shingle. They need that shingle. And you know, I've spoken to people that are in school or getting ready to go to school, and I'm like, you know, they're going to push this agenda on you. Yeah, that's right. But once I get my diploma and I'm on my own, I'm going to do what I need to do. I think there's a lot more people today who are going into those programs because they need the accreditation so that they can do what they want to do. But they've pretty much already discovered the truth behind nutrition, and they don't want to play whack-a-mole. They're not going to stick their head up in class and challenge the teacher. They just need to get their grades, get in and out of school, get their certificate, and then start practicing. And they're not going to practice the way they were taught, per se.
Right. Well, I think you're describing how I felt in my master's programs. Although I did learn a lot that I wouldn't have known if I hadn't done that. But yeah.
It's, go ahead.
I was going to say I did learn there were some interesting findings from some of the qualitative questions. You know, for instance, I asked about like literally what would you define as a ketogenic diet? And I left it very open-ended. And some of the responses were just mind-boggling, like, you know, anything less than 45% carbohydrate. A lot of people were talking about a certain calorie threshold, anything, you know, under 10% calories, which was a bizarre number. And then a ton of people talking about grains and their definition of what a ketogenic diet is.
So anything that excludes grains is ketogenic, they were thinking?
Basically. The obsession with whole grains is one of my biggest pet peeves.
I want to talk about that when we finish this discussion. I want to talk more about grains when I want to get your opinion on that. So, were there any outliers? Were there any like beacons where you went, wow, this person gets it?
Yeah. So, yeah, there were, I mean, there were the people that scored, you know, there was a few people that got a 35 out of 35 on the knowledge component. And, you know, when I went through and looked at their particular responses to the qualitative questions, you know, they were very insightful. And, you know, one of the questions I asked about was like, what is a ketogenic diet, do you believe, any less sustainable than a low fat diet? And 73% of the people believe that it is less sustainable, but the ones that scored well, you know, had much more nuanced responses like, you know, no, it's not any less sustainable because it depends on personal preference. You know, neither are sustainable. Maybe there's less hunger. People like fat. You know, just yeah, like a little bit more lenience, I think, in their nuance to their response, I guess.
That's interesting. So all in all, you came away from this survey of a significant number of dietitians. 800. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I should publish.
What's that?
I said I should publish. I mean, I have plenty of significance to publish in a proper journal, but it's such a pain.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because we got to talk about it here first. I'm just being selfish. But can you summarize anything and say unequivocally most dietitians believe this or don't believe that or just don't know?
I feel pretty comfortable saying that this is a pretty representative sample. And based on my results, maybe this isn't the most scientific response, but I do think that there's a significant lack of knowledge about the expected effects of a ketogenic diet on, you know, important biomarkers of health. And that by and large, there's just a very negative outlook and perception of ketogenic diets, not surprisingly.
Yeah. And you know, paleo is just becoming embraced by the mainstream, just now.
Yeah.
After Dr. Oz making fun of it for a few years and everybody poking fun at the caveman diet, dietitians on morning news shows saying it's silly to exclude anything. Excuse me.
No, you're right.
I think it's funny that they say, oh, it's silly to exclude any food group from your diet, but then say, oh, meat is bad. Meatless
right?
Mondays. Oh, wait a minute. I mean, it's just, and that's part of the problem I have with mainstream TV shows like Dr. Oz, that they contradict themselves every single day. And that's why people are confused. They don't know what to do. But it's surprising to me because while the Paleolithic diet was this broad diet, we've known about the keto diet for therapies. I mean, it's approved by the Food and Drug Administration for treatment of epilepsy yeah. and seizures. And it's fast becoming accepted as a therapeutic adjunct to Alzheimer's disease. And you right. would think that people would go, wait a minute, if this diet actually can affect biology and physiology of a group of people that have some conditions and disease states, then it is like medicine in those cases, maybe only, and brain tumors. And, oh, and if you put somebody on keto before chemotherapy, it helps them fight the negative effects on healthy cells in the chemo state. Wait a minute. And if you keep them on it, the recidivism rate drops of the coming back, the cancer. you would think that by now the dietitians would go, oh, this isn't paleo. This is really something. I'm baffled by that.
Well, the number of people that are worried about glucose needs for the brain, I think, tells you enough that there's just a lack of knowledge.
Yeah. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to get your opinion. Since you talked about grain, I want to get your opinion about grain, okay?
All right.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Ian Lynch.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Catch me every Saturday at 12 noon on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/Superhuman Radio Network. It's a special segment I call Come At Me, Bro. Ask me anything. I don't care what it is. I will answer your questions truthfully. It could be about health, nutrition, drug use, life in general. We're talking with Ian Lind. We only have a few minutes left. His website is healthspan.com. dietetics.com. You can learn more about him there. What's your opinion of grains?
You know, I'm not a big fan, but not because of, you know, the anti-nutrients. I mean, not that that's not a consideration, but more because to me, they're just not a particularly nutrient dense food.
Bam.
You know, and unlike most nutrition professionals, I'm not obsessed with insoluble fiber, which I think is the main reason that they're so obsessed with whole grains, is that they think that that's the only source of insoluble fiber or something. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm heavily influenced by Weston A. Price's Nutrition and Physical Degeneration opus. And in that book, you know, he does an excellent job of characterizing the diets of a lot of very healthy people. And, you know, a number of them relied extensively on grains. So that kind of challenged my anti-whole grain beliefs a little bit, but I still just continue to believe that, you know, while they may not be particularly damaging, they're not a net benefit, in my opinion, just because they're not, again, all that nutrient dense.
You know, when I look at grains using critical thinking, I see that these grains were food for the poor. They were not foods to thrive on. They were foods for survival. They were not the first choice. They were the last choice. And when you look at history, you look at who ate bread. It was peasants because they wanted to eat quail. They wanted to eat beef. But it was out of reach for them to eat it regularly. And so these are storage foods, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just not our first choice. And, you know, I know you're a big fan of meat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not afraid of meat. Neither am I. Eat a lot of it. You know, there are so many other things you can eat that have so much more nutritional value than grains. And I don't buy this, oh, you got to eat grains. I think that as long as you're eating lots of green plants and healthy fruits, berries, and stuff like that in your diet, rotating your diet the way you espouse may mm-hmm. be sensible for some people, maybe not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Eating healthy cuts of animal protein because the line between meat is blurred, where really meat is this little sliver, but this whole big block is what we have started to call meat, and it's not.
Mm.
You know, I think that it's just that, like you said, I agree with you 1,000%. There are just so many better things to eat before you use your digestive real estate and functions right. on grains.
Yeah, a lot of people are coming out in, you know, espousing the virtues of a carnivorous diet, you know, a zero carb carnivory. And I'm on board for that as long as it's maybe not chronic. But I think you hit on a good point there, which is that, you know, maybe the benefit is not necessarily what's being taken out, but just the fact that you've got more room to put in all of this nutrient dense, you know, meat and seafood.
People hate to hear what I'm about to say. Not everybody. People in my audience know it, but newcomers will go. They'll just immediately cringe at what I'm about to say. But if you think about it, it's the truth. Meat is the red meat, you know, cow. Let's focus on that for a second. Steak, good cuts of beef, healthy from healthy animals, animals that live natural lives.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat beef for every meal, every day of your life, and not die of a nutrient deficiency. Don't believe the USDA website. There's vitamin C in beef. That's why the Chinese Navy and the Viking Navy, they brought cows on board with them. They raised them. They slaughtered them. They milked them. They didn't have scurvy, right? The Europeans, They didn't bring cows with them. So they tried to can stuff and it didn't work. Scurvy. Everybody got sick. People fail to realize just because the USDA didn't test it for it doesn't mean it's not in there. Cows consume and accumulate vitamin C from their diet in their flesh, along with a lot of other nutrients that no one pays attention to. And when, as soon as you say this to somebody, they say, that's terrible, it's a lie. No, it's really not a lie. You couldn't eat lettuce for every meal every day for the rest of your life. Your life wouldn't be very long. You'd end up with a ton of nutrient deficiencies.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Beef gets a bad rap. Beef gets a bad rap. Good, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, especially if people can continue to embrace this idea of eating nose to tail and actually utilizing some of those organ meats, you know,
yes,
kidneys and things like that are actually quite rich in vitamin C, for instance.
So, I love liverwurst. Liverwurst is made with liver, mm-hmm. heart, and kidney. Oh,
yeah.
Great organ meat. Great organ meat. Okay. Let's plug the website one more time. So you're in Japan. Do the people in Japan, do you work with the people in Japan on their diets?
No.
Do you work with people in the United States on their diets through your website?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
You know, it's online, so technically anybody could.
Yeah, no. I just didn't know if there was like a dietary consciousness there that you also are doing what you would do here, there. That I just didn't know.
It's a little bit hard to do the same things to some degree, but there's some benefits for sure.
HealthspanDietetics.com. Reach out to Ian Lind. His email address is healthspan.dietetics@gmail.com. Let him know you heard him on the show. Ask him some questions, and we'll have him back on. Ian, thanks so much for making time to come on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a great talk.
Okay, take care. And that's it for today. I will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. We have Dr. John Chrysler coming on tomorrow to break the news on a new HCG paper for men who are on hormone replacement therapy. You're going to love that. So tune in tomorrow. We'll see you then.